For it is written in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 40, When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in? Or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Amen. Jesus began, Claire, I accept your sincere apology and repentance. Do not allow this to take you down. Just resolve to never do it again. Yes, many were hurt badly by your neglect. But now that you know how serious a matter it is to delay charity to the needy, I believe you will not do that again. And yes, it opened the door for Prince to die. You have many enemies, and you must not open doors by negligence. I know there is much on your plate, but you must discern what is most important, and that is the welfare of souls, taking care of them with the provision I have entrusted to you. This is not a beating, beloved daughter. It is taking you all a step further away from selfishness and moving you towards greater charity and providing not just for the community, but for others in much greater need. How can I entrust you with more of my goodness when you do not do as I wish with what I have given? You see, I can't. I must withhold it from you and give to another, who will be more faithful to execute my will. You are learning. All of you are learning. But you must understand the buck stops with you. So if you are preoccupied to the degree that you do not pay attention to what is going on around you, you will fail me time and time again. So I am asking you to take this lesson to heart. That is why I gave you God's correction right after you buried Prince. Oh, Lord, please help me to catch what is most important. Make me aware and help me to listen very carefully and act on it. I have been telling you for months that you are not providing and giving of your time to the poor as I wished you to. But you did not understand how you were failing. So, just to be very clear, do not make any decisions for community needs until you have met the needs of the little ones who count on you. They have nothing, and I have provided you all with what you need to live simply. You have everything you need, Claire, compared to them. Please also begin to scale down what you think you need. You have been faithful in many ways, but when something slips by you, It is a serious occasion of sin. Please do your utmost not to allow that again. So much depends on your charity. I am counting on you. Please do not let me down again. I feel horrible, Lord. I know. That is an indicator of hope. Do not let this lesson pass you by. Hold fast to it so you do not do this again. What I provide is not yours to do with as you please. It is mine, and the poor are my first priority. I am counting on you, my bride. I am counting on all my beloved heart dwellers. Sow charity and be kind to those around you. And that was the end of his message. O Lord, please help me to be more faithful. Please help all of us as well. Give us your heart for the poor and your fatherly care for them. Please, Lord, please. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you so much for your prayers and support to help those who have so very little or nothing at all. May the Lord grant us a heart full of charity and compassion for others who are in need of God's provision. Amen.